וכל הסבלכם ברזבטיכם ובי אליי ואתה לכם אשתו בארץ מצחל טוב, מייטה חלצים כאן מייטה חלצה מייטה חלצה בארץ איז מייטה טוב בארץ מצחל איז מייטה סוף it could could has to mean מייטה in English language so good is good and best is best yet in Russian Kiddush Meitav, so good, but it can be challenged. That's the meaning. It can mean good, and it can mean the best. So if we say that Bishaloi Shamin, a little bit of Rabbi Akiva, so then the Pshat Meitav is the best. Because otherwise, what do you say good? What do you say good? It all depends. But if we say Bishaloi Shamin, so what it means, Shalom Shalom, doesn't mean the best, then it means good. We have an expression of idiotis. What does idiotis mean? What does idiotis mean? Mortem idiotis. Mortem idiotis. So what does mortem idiotis mean? I mean? It has no meaning. What is it, mortem idiotis? If idiotis is good, then idiotis means mortem. But if idiotis means the best, then it's not shy to say Idiotis. The best of the best of the best. I mean, it doesn't make sense. So in other words, if we say Bishalayim Yishamim, then the Pshati Meitav Shadayim Meitav Kami Yishalayim is, he has to pay the best. But who's best? The Mazik's best. Then there is no such thing as Idiotis. There is no such thing. Because if he has Idiotis, so then that's his best. But if we say Bishalayim Yishamim, Bishalayim Yishamim, in other words, we take a statistic of the whole world and we find the best, and then that's not Shayach. So that means, in other words, that is good value. So it means good. If Bishalayim Yishamim, so the Pshat Meitav is best of the Mazik's Nechosim. And then there is no such thing as Idiotis. Because Idiotis by definition means the best. So what is Shayach to say? Idiotis. More than the best. That's a repugnant expression, more than the best. But if we say Bishalayim Yishamim, so in other words, in general, you know, there are all kinds of fields. There is very inferior quality. And there is good quality and medium quality. So then the Pshat Meitav, if we say Bishalayim Yishamim, so the Pshat of Meitav is good from the good estate, not from the best estate. So in Meile, there is such a thing as Idiotis. From the perspective of Shalei, there is no such thing as Idiotis. So the Meile, the Gemara says, now, when here in the Pesukim, the Seder Vayikach, here's the Seder, when Yosef said, the Kores Avichem Es Bateichem, Uvei Olei, Ve'etna Lachem Es Tu Ve'eres Mitzrayim, Ve'ichu Es Chilo Ve'eres, so it is obvious that Paray did not mean, Paray was a fine person, I mean, by today's standards, Paray was a most enlightened, a most liberal person by today's standards. So, but Paray did not mean the Etelochem is too bad, the best, better to, in other words, better than his. I mean, that Adakisei, I mean, Paray himself said that the Kisei is Ben Yerenachami, is not such an angel, Paray, I mean, that managed to give Yaakov and his family, I mean, the best of a Mitzrayim. But here it definitely means the good.
The Goyim wasn't supposed to be the best of
Mitzrayim.
Okay,
the best of a Mitzrayim. Paras fields were better than Goyim, I can assure you. He's the best compared, let's say, with the peasants, you know, the regular peasants, who themselves were serves of power, says, but it was not as good, not even half as good, as Paris' estate. Paris' estate was much better. So the pshat in Stubaras Mitzrayim, it means good. Chilavaras, what is Chilavaras? Chilavaras means the best. Chilavaras means something, Chilav is called something that is fair, something that is good. So, but anyway, that's in Vayigash. But in Meitav Sdei and Meitav Kamei, Shalem does that by. So in Meila we understand as to why the Gemara says, Aliba Gerbishmoli Tidoloch, the Oma Abidin Nizek Shabino. Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, there couldn't be such a socket aitoch that the pshat Rabbi Shmuel says Nishaminon, so he means good, because Rabbi Shmuel says that the Allah has two situations. If the ziboyes of the mazik is as good as the idios of a mizek, then he has to pay with his ziboyes. However, if the ziboyes of the mazik is not as good as the idios of the nizek, then he has to pay with the idios of the mazik. And the Rosh Shita is, and that's part of the Shita of Moshe Hashanah. Suppose the ziburus of the mazik is not as good as the idios of the nizek, not as good, but the bainus of the mazik is as good and better, but he has idios, that is even better. So then he has to pay dafke with the idios of the nizek, of the mazik. How could we say that the contra bishmur, the pshat meitav, is good? If meitav means the best, okay. So in other words, there are two best, two halachas. Meitav means the best. But there are two kinds of best. There is the best of the nizek and there is the best of the mazik. So the Torah has two halachas. If the zibulus of the mazik is as good as the idios of the nizek, as long as it's commensurate with the best of the nizek, he can pay with his ziburus, because he pays the best. But if the ziburus of the mazik is not as good as the idios of the nizek, but he has beinul atomzaros, he has beinulness that is as good as the nizek, and better than me, no, he cannot do that. He has to pay dafke with his best. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, it goes without saying that the pshat meitav is the best, because according to Rabbi Shmuel, there are two halachas of the best. Either the best of the nizek, if he can pay with his ziburus the best of the nizek, so he pays with the best of the nizek, and if not, according to the Rosh, he cannot even pay with his bainus, which is better than the best of the nizek. But he has to pay with his best. If the payer of the Torah according to Mishmur is a good quality sodi, not the best quality sodi, why shouldn't he be able to pay? Suppose the Ziburus would be as good as the Ziburus, so then he could fulfill his obligation by paying with his Ziburus. But since the Ziburus is not as good, even though the Ziburus is twice as bad, 10 times as bad. But the need so he has to pay dafke with his idios, which is 100 times better. So you see, according to Mishmael, the Torah is marked on the best. With the best, so that depends. If the Ziburus of the mazik is as good as the nizek, then the Torah is marked on the best of the nizek. If it's not as good, then the Torah is marked on the best of the mazik. So a little bit of Mishmael to Berelach, how can we say Shalom Shamim? Because if Shalom Shamim, so then Meitav doesn't mean the best. It means the good. But a little bit of Rabbi Akiva, there is only one halacha of Meitav. So maybe the Pshat in Meitav is not the best, but good. How do you determine good? By the general standard. By the individual standard, you can only determine the best, not good. All right. I think there's a plain shot in the Gemara. So Rav Abba said, Omalei Rachman, 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 beinen kolm geben beinen es ze boyes kolm geben ze boyes hoye man ide ze beinen ze boyes zat ze ide ze bal khay bi beinen es so was ni sab ze boyes ide ze beinen es ni zat ze ide bal khay ze shi ze boyes beinen so all these brothers are not and not subject to any shaylot, any question. Obvious halachas. But then the next halacha, the next bavli is not so obvious. Beinus with the boyers. Nizokim bal chaydu beinus, and yasija with the boyers. That's a chiddush. Idus with the boyers, nizokim the idios, and bal chaydu yasija with the boyers. That's also a chiddush. But this chiddush, the last bavli, is a chiddush that is not contradicted by another shite, by another vice. Katon and Nitzia, Beinus is a boyas, is a Kabachim is Beinus, Och Vasisha is a boyas, Vi Amret Bishalai Shami, Tosa Benishalai, Tosa Benishalai to Idias, Vi Yitra since he has only two kinds of heroes. So he has Beinus and the boyas, but if Bishalai Shami, Samumele, the best that he has. Yibishalei Hashem is the best. So what's the best that he has? Beinus. Why is it Beinus? It's Beinus according to the general standard. It's Beinus. But according to his individual standard, it's his best. So it's like Yidus is a boyus. And Yidus is a boyus, so the price says that Nizokim Yidus Bachim Yisrael is a boyus. So that's the most Ashriyam Yishalei Hashem. Tosa ben Yisrael ki Yidus, vi Yitra bar Chilvus el Zeboyes, hoche meraskinon ki Yisrael Yisrael Yidus el Mocho. So the Gemara says, vi Chilvus el Rav Chizdeh ki Yisrael Yidus el Mocho. In other words, that when the Braise Kamayis says, Beinus is Zeboyes, this often bar Chilvus Beinus, this message of Zeboyes, so Leilom is Bishalei Shami. But then there is the Kashi Bishalei Shami, so why is it called Beinus? It should be called Yidus. It should be defined as Yidus. The answer is, the Braise says, what was the case originally? He had Yidus. But then he sold Yidus. He sold Yidus to Mikheyach. And there is Dakonel, Mifroyim, Mechosim, Mishibodim, Mimokim, Shish, Mechosim, Mechayim. Some Meile. So the Gvir shifted. Since originally the Shibut was how when it was in the possession of the labor, so the Shibut was how on the Beinus, because Bachel is dealing with Beinus. So Mele it's called Beinus. It's called Beinus. And Mele, it's not like Idus is a boyus. Idus is a boyus means that the Shibut was never how on any Beinus, but here the Shibut was Chayam Beinus. The Shibut is Chayam Beinus. So, so then we say, Bal Chayvuk, so we say, Bal Nizokim and Bal Chayvuk Beinus. That's the Gemara status. So the Gemara says, Rechim Arachim Yishish Yishim Ocho, Achadam Yistam Yitam Yachid and Beinus is a Boyer, Zavim Yizokim Beinus, Bal Chayvuk Yishim Yishim Boyer. Kashi na debe alaf, man le kashi yidin sumocho, kashi yidin sumocho, so the price of Kamayi says that was the case, of Oysa yidin sumocho, and the price of Basrai says that was the case of Leis Morocho, so the Rashi says, it was a great that we were going to say he was a boy, and the Rashi was a boy, and the Rashi was a the Rabban will kick on the brain and ask you to ask that is love. They will ask the business lessons that can take. Does the brain say it is the main that you know he moho lacha avoid you stop the main business the bar chid me kore the brain say so it is the other that's the first ask. There he had asked several gesoyes and it's very very complicated. The boy is saying it. The second key is, Ida be Ida, Shalayay, Shalayidis, Mocho. דלויכה שהוד אישה בבלין של הלכי הוא ידיע אומר פחמד אישה בבלין של הלכי הוא ידיע אומר אידה ואידה שלא יום סאוויס הוא ידיע כולם בשלום משם סוף, מה מרשם אומר זה כך אקורדים תורה שלהם, מה מרשם הוא הד בית גיר סדת, זה נאו טקסט והיא בואי סדת that this boy saying is unusual. Usually, when Gemara has a kash, and Gemara gives the one teres, then Gemara says another teres. So then, as for example here, so what was Gemara try to prove? The Machshon tried to prove the Bishalei Misham. So Gemara said, no, we can say Bishalei Misham. But then you have a kash between two apparently conflicting prices. So, so we say conscious leaders of Mochon, conscious leaders. So that means, so the first, let's you understand, in other words, that Bishalei Misham. Then, usually, if it will follow the regular pattern of Hebraism, it means another talents. Another other talents, and we say the same thing. In other words, Lafuke of the Machshon's assumption. What was the Machshon's assumption? The Bishalei Misham. So we say, no, it's Bishalei Misham. Here the Kashe. So there's one Teretz, there's another Teretz. And the other Teretz should also be based upon the promise that Bishalei Misham. But here it's unusual. Here it's unusual. So the first Teretz of the Gemara says to the Machshon, no, you can't prove from this Braise that Bishalei Misham. Because the Braise Bishalei Misham, because the Braise Kamaise, which says that Bainus is a Bainus, is Nizokin Bachelu Bainus, is reference to the case of Hosea Yisimach. And the other Braise, so disunderstand, the Bainus say no, the Bainus Braise is hold. The Bishalei Misham. Well, that's what the Machshon tried to say. So in other words, he's conceding to the Machshon. And that's all. There's nothing wrong in that. But that's not the usual pattern of Hebraism. But according to Rashi, we have to say, all right, it's not the usual pattern. But in the Chazal, it's not the usual pattern of Hebraism.
No, but
Hebraism
is just the answer of
the
theorist, but it's not
a real one second. Answer. So then, Rashi, look, let's say there's another girl's not the boy say, but there's another girl say, yes, Achram Mistabam, Yiftonach, with the business with the boys, Nizokim business, Bachel, so she's with the boys, Kashmir, or there, Lav Shman, no, Kanshal is a Lisa Mocho, Kanshal is a Lisa Mocho. Look, so not the Gemara doesn't say, there's another girl say, not the boy say, but look, and the Gemara says, Either Shalom Sawisimocho. So in other words, the Machshon is rebutting the Tarsus Teretz. Human Shinarayas. That is Bishalom Shalom. You see, the Machshon says to the Tarsus, no, I have a guy from the Praise Kamaise, that Bishalom Shalom. So then the Tarsus says, no, there is no guy, because Hol Sawisimocho. No, then not only there is no guy, there is a guy to the contrary. The Bishalei Misham for a Raya, because there is another Braise, Braise Basraise, that he says the Braise Braise, you have to reconcile both Braises. So we have to say, Kansh, Shoshu is Mocha, Braise Kamaise, Braise Basraise, Shoshu Mocha. So in other words, so the Tarsen is arguing with the Machshon. So then the Machshon says, no, really, but the Tarsus argument. He says, no, not as you say, as a Raya, from the two apparently conflicting prices, the Bishalei Misham. No, there is no Raya, because I can reconcile the two prices by assuming that both prices hold Shalei Misham, but no, either Shalei Misham, and either say, the Bishalei Misham. So there is still a very kasha. How the Shabbat Ben Yishalei Tiyidahane, Pechando Yishabbat Ben Yishalei Tiyidahane. So that's better. Then it conforms. Once you have another verse and not the very same, but low. So it conforms the usual pattern.
that, that's what the Rishonim said. Zeh shein teis le teis des laosh. Fi beis el meyide viyide shereis el yisemach. Hoche gaas rash. U pirsh rashe di sabra bishareo misham. Fi gyes el zinu mira li reikya. Fi kosher, so the teis des laosh says, fi kosher, di matzina bitaun ud vi beis el mikai. Eitzi vese, di vi chol mokin vi beis el mikai mikai mashama trilo. Trilo. In tiyotze, tukholi kai mashama anu oi biyanak. Na roi. The usual pattern of a boy semi is that the Tazni is saying, you know, you cannot prove that that Bishalom Shalom is shaming. No, because Shalom is shaming. So you have a cash, so here, he can be priced that way. But then the boy semi, we can reconcile both prices on the basis of Bishalayim Shamin. But here, according to Joseph Beresheim, it says, no, not on the basis of Bishalayim Shamin, but on the basis of Bishalayim Shamin. So it's not a regular pattern. So that's what he says, the Koshami, the Matsimi, the Talmud, the Beresheim, the Kareis, the Homokim, the Beresheim, the Beresheim, the Shema, the Tchilo, the Kareim, the Tiosip, the Kareim, the Shema, the Binach, אבל לא חבליסטה דברי חפכיסטה, דישון הלאילם בשלום שמי, הוא קיים דברי המקשה, בשלום שמי. היו כך, נראה סבן, דעתו עד עד הסויס. So one guess is, again he says, ומצוסי בסיף היושן, שהויה ממי סגנים, Vigoris loy kam, not a boy saying, loy, kam shoy sabini shaloi ki bin is dealme, kam shoy sabini shaloi ki yud is dealme. Vigoris viboy saying, u boliste rochanami mistabre, di kona talmude, di boli lechuchem bishaloi mishamim, bi nishkosh ebraise saadode, vi koma loy 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 bishaloi mishamim, vi kushir vidi braise zochem mishamim. So that's one guess. Then, that he mentioned the cases of Rosh Hashanah, but then he says, Hilkach Mira will be kind gears as well. If we are gears, if boys say me, so then there is still another gears. Either the Eden Shalom is already Samocha, because Rashi's gears say yes, either the Eden Shalom is already Samocha, and either the Eden Bishalom and Mishamim. So there is a gears say, Iboli seime, ide vide shaloi soli smocho. Vi tavai savre bishaloim sham. Tavai savre bishaloim sham. Kam shaloi so, benin shaloi, ki benin is di alme. Hilkach, gove balchei benin is, nishum da have benin is di alme, di gam di dey have benin bish salvoye. Kam shaloi so, benin shaloi, ki ide is di alme. Hilkach, li gove balchei benin is, In other words, so that Gersen is either the Eden Shalosh or Yisemocha, and both Brice is whole Shalom Shem. But the Brice Kamai says reference to the case where the Ben Yishalosh is, Kibbeinu is down there. Hilkach, but since it's whole Shalom Yisemocha, some may say, Hilkach got about Chil Beinus, Nishum the Havi Beinus the Alme, Vigam the day of the Beinus Bishasalvoy. Can the price of Basraise has reference to the case, Shahusa Beinus Shaleiki Idi is the Alme. So, even though, one second, please don't interrupt me, please do me a favor, don't interrupt me. Can Shahusa Beinus Shaleiki Kinder Daume, Hiltachli, Gott und auch Hilbunel, die Affer gab die Cholche Bude allein, so ich heiße an ihr zum Acho, Kinder der Eisel Jidies, bis es auch wolle, mir Kinder der Haschke Lesle, Achrike, der Adifmine, und Beinig Abidei, Beinig Abidei Aume, Jidiesi, ist das Haschke Aslinon, von Gott Mine, die Mai Teile Oma Rabonon, die Bauchel der Beinies, Tschüss! Oi soy de semojo, some male, soy kids business, it's not kids, because the shimut originally was how and the business, so it's not kids, it's but it's business visible, but since mit der Reise, so about how it's not visible, and it's only it come mit der Abonnement, so my time on our abonnement the Balchid of Benes and the Hashinom Shem Yikpes and Yovanu Mishim Deltir and Jaros Gingolob Gingolob the Hocher Kidin the High Are Beinig Abi Kula Ome Beinig Abi Yidei Igesi Ikel Mechel Vem Mishim Chino Di Akri Zoran. Now for that you have to take notice of a Gemara in there is ignorant in Gittin by Rav Shimon and there is an achleikas Rishonim by the Pshat in that Gemara. It's very confusing if we don't take notice of the achleikas Rishonim. Let's take notice of the Gemara in Gittin Perek HaMezon. Very confusing. The Mishnah Zokin says that Hamizokin from the BDS and if we take no room, so the Pasha of the Gemara is one, take no room, there's the Raisa, there's a Sedorah with a family account. So one Taras in the Gemara was that this Mishnah calls with Rabbi Shmuel. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's meant for the music. If he bears the mazik, he's as good as he does the mizik, so he doesn't have to pay out of the meitav of the idiots of the mazik. But that's what the Rai said. But the Rabbana and even Rabbi Shmuel is made it. He took him away, even if he bears the mazik, he's as good as he is on mizik, he still has to pay with the idiots of the mazik. That's one time. The Rabbina Amar, the person of bones, the fourth round, from the top, but the question is, why does the Mishnah say that we did not learn, so it's either I say, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Rav Shimon will be very fine in the world, in Matam Koma, Matam and Zotin Shomel and the Idias, you can take no learn, in Tanya Oma Rav Shimon, that we now Omer and Zotin Shomel and the Idias, that we are Gazlonim, that we are Hamsonim, that we should learn the Rodan Loma and Gezer, the Loma and the Chimeis, למוחו בזן ידן ומחוסי ומוקלין סבנו לשאלי וסמכים על מה שקוסם בתוירו מלסדר מלכתם מלשאלי לפיכו אמור המזוק שם בית הפשיל מסדר שתיים ולקרוא so, אם הרי הארץ so, it's according to Rapshino and this is the pshat in מלכת סבנו מלכתם מלשאלי why? למה לסדר מלכתם מלשאלי? Because in order that this should serve as a deterrent against crime, against Zera, against Mazik, because people need a deterrent, because many a person is disposed to grab somebody else's Sabbath, to Mazik somebody else's Sabbath, so there must be certain sanctions that will deter him from being Mazik, from being a Gazlan, from being a Gamet. Some Mela, the Torah said, if somebody is a gamer, if he's a gazlan, he mazik, he has to pay out of his best. So that will deter from being a mazik, from being a gazlan, from being a gamer.
So
why is it means to improve the world,
but
to improve it. Yeah, the Torah says it in the Tikkun Olam.
Oh.
That's the Pshat in the Gzeres HaKosov of the Torah.
Oh, that's the reason.
Yeah, that's the reason. That's the reason. So, the main thing because, you see, Reb Shimon holds Dorashtan Likho. So what does it mean Dorashtan Likho? And according to the other Tanoim, we are not allowed to explain Misatera, the Rambam, the King of the Rambam, all the Rishonim, the Giftan. The answer is, we're not talking about explaining, giving rationales for the Misatera. But all the timing that the Rambam gives, the Rambam gives, the Chino gives, all the Rishonim give, but the din does not depend upon the time. That's the time. So the time is the time only. It's not part of the etzem din. Mashiachin, according to Reb Shimon, in certain situations, the time is an integral part of the din. For example, liyad al moshe. So according to Reb Shimon, if he's not a moshe like Avigayo, he's not a liyad al moshe as a devil. So Reb Yehuda is holy to Reb Shimon. But the Torah says a Yashar Lavi. The Torah says so. So in other words, Reb Yehuda is not chilek, and that is the time of the Torah, but it's a time. The time does not define and does not limit the Isa. Even if he's not a nation like Abigail, the biggest sitcomius in the world, will not be Mesir Vavay, and the country who will stimulate him, will inspire him, but he's not allowed. Mashiach to the contrary of Shimono, if he's a nation like Abigail, so then there is no Isa. So that's the machlokes between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon. In other words, whether there is time to be called in such a way that the time would limit and define the Isa. So the Rabbanon of Reb Shimon say no, and Reb Shimon says yes. So here too, Reb Shimon, the door is time to be called. And Matan comma, Matan and Zot Nisham Yabidias, if you take an oil, Pitaya Omer Reb Shimon, and Pnima Omer and Zot Nisham Yabidias, and Tegazlon and Tegazlon, כי שאין הרוד הלמה נגיזה למה נחימס, למוח הבז נהיד ונחוסי, ומייקים סדנוי שאי וסימחי למה שקוסה בתאירו, מייק הסבור ומייק הקם ונשאלם. לפיך חומרו הניזוקים שמו בידיס. מפנימה אומרו בנחי ובינס, but this is the crucial thing. מפנימה אומרו, so Reb Shimon also says, מפנימה אומרו בנחי ובינס, ובינס, כדי שאיר האדם לחבר יסוד נועה, ודיר נועה, ויאמר אקפיץ בעלבונו, כדי שעלבונו בחייבס, לפי חומרו בעלכי בבינס. Alright, so Reb Shimon says, the reason is to buy בעלכי בבינס, because a person should be deterred from lending money to another person in order to collect from the best of his nechas. That is to be explained. Now, first of all, I have already mentioned. One second, please give me a favor. Please give me a favor. Don't interrupt me. Please give me something. I have to so many times. Why don't you understand my position? I have to concentrate. When you interrupt me, so to bring the continuity of my thought. It's not right. I told you so many times. You can have a little patience. I'm sorry. I'm not going to answer that. Now, please. So, first of all, I explained already before, last week, that there is a machlekes Hashem in the Pshat in the Gemara in Reb Shimon. When Reb Shimon says, Mekleima, Omer Balchev, Bidonis, Kidei Shoyir, Odom Lechavir, Sodomoy, Vigiranoy, Vilma, Ekpis, Valvenu, Kidei Shekvenu, Bechev, what does Reb Shimon mean? That Baal Chayiv is Midraise. Bibelmosa, Reb Shimon means that Baal Chayiv is Midraise Bidyas. And the Chachomim are Misakel that it should be Reynes. Because Ula says that Baal Chayiv Midraise Bidyas. Now Reb Shimon is certainly Chayiv HaMuyazdim. But the question is, what does Reb Shimon say? Does Reb Shimon say that Baal Chayiv Midraise is Midraise? And Reb Shimon Mishitose, who says that there is time to call some male Midraise, he is Midraise. Why is Midraise Midraise? Because of Shalayire, Odom Lechavere, Sodomore, Vidiremore, Vilma, Ekris, Laodonu, Kinshadvonu, Bechayiv, לפיך אמרו ברכי בדיירס, שאומרו מינס דדינתו נדך חכמים המסעקים, או here it means there is a difference between Reb Shimon's din ligabe nizoki when he says nitma amra nizoki shamu b'idias, so that means the terms no amru de chachomim de kolbe din ato ma sheim ki ligabe nitma amru balchei de beyono, so it doesn't mean that the balchei de chachomim declare the din ato but the chachomim were misaki. So on that there is a machlekes between the Rifnetis and Srit, and it's a question of two different gersois. Let's first see the Gersa in the Rif. I think I mentioned it last week. In the Rif, and in Zohar. Now this is very important in understanding the Shittis of Shem in our Gemara, the two gersois. Omar Afshima Raza, with the Naam Rateira, Hamzokin Shaman Vidyas, with the Hagazionim, the Hamsonim, Kinshiyim, the Rodom, the Naam Jesus of Chimis, the Mocha Bezmi, the Mchosa, the Mekin Sodom, the Shari, the Sidikh and Ashikos of the Tero, make us famous Kavin Shalom, the Fika Homotir, Hamzokin Shaman Vidyas, and the Naam Rateira, not a road, Chachamim, but with the Naam Rateira, Balchei de Beinemes, שלא יירא אדם דירנו על החבר ואין הרכניס בעבנו, כי נשאדנו בחיבי, ויפיך חומרו בלכי דבנס. So the ribs gears is the naam ratira ligabe nizoki, and the ribs gears is the naam ratira ligabe balchei. So that means, according to the Rif, Rav Shimon is saying that midraise, just as midraise, in Nizokin is Bidin Abidias, so Nizikin is Abidias, so Balchid is also, is, so Balchid not also, but Balchid is Bidinus. Midarais. But why does the Torah say that it's Bidinus, Midarais? Because of Shalayira Sodach Haveiroi, Shalayira Sodach Dira Meir Lachaveiroi, in our Ekpitz Verdenu, Kili Shekvenu Bechid. That's why we devise the Venus. But otherwise, the Torah would say Venus. Why should the Torah say Venus? Look at this. So the Ravid says, because he was given hesitating, so Machmas Akora stated, Machmas recognition to the Malveh who lent money to the other person, so Mideraise, the deal should be that he should be entitled to collect from the Idiots. But the Torah was afraid that he might abuse that and have a negative motivation to lend the money in order to collect. So because of that, the Torah said, no, he's a Danish. But the Torah said the Danish, not the Idiots, because of the possibility of a negative motive. But otherwise, the Torah would say he is entitled to Idias. Why? Because he's a Gimochest. That's the sheet of the Rif. So according to the Rif, yes, it's the Naam Rateira Ligabe Nizokin, it's the Naam Rateira Ligabe Balcheiv. According to our Gios and our text, there's no right, because the Rif Gios is Nitimam Rateira Nizokin Bidias, and then Nitimam Rateira Balcheiv Bidias. So it's Mifurash. They both have Midrais because of that time. But it's not for the time of Shemalik Peitz, Nira Diremer, so then Midrais would be entitled to collect from Midrais. But the Russian Agmor here, in our text, is an Amru. Amru Lugabe Mizotin, and Amru Lugabe Italia Omar Abshimon, the Naomu, Hamizokin Shalom Bidias, Naomu is Naomu Chachon, and then it's Naomu Balchei Bidias. So, of course, it goes without saying, can you doubt Mizokin, even though the Gios says in the Naomu, but it doesn't mean Naomu, why the Chachon is Saki. Naomu Chachon, the Chachon declared it in Atorah. So they told us what is in Atois. But how about the Adam Pinaumbu is not clear, you see. However, Tisus Rizgio says, Tanya, Tisus Rizgio, Omar Afshin in Arosa, Pinaumbu Tero, Hanzokin Shomer in the Ubius, Pinagazon in the Hamsonin, Kishin Arodam Loman Giza, the Chilis, and Moho, Bezni. Jeder muss halt leben so eine neue Schale, die sind immer nach Kosten der Tiere mit dem Kamel geschaut. Und die Mauern noch haben, sie haben gesagt. So kann ich das mit Jesus mit Fürst, der in Respekt an die Socke in der Löschen ist, an die Neue ist nur am Rotero, in Respekt an die Neue, der Löschen ist die Mauern noch haben. So what does it mean? That there is a big difference between the Hibsgiose and And it is true, you say, according to Ravinsky, you say, so Rav Shimon is saying that with the Reise Balchev is Bidonius, and according, Bidonius, and according to the Shrutsky, you say, Rav Shimon is saying that with the Reise Dino is Bidonius, but the Chachomim are Misak. It's very important, you will see that among the Rishonim, the Amichurek, they are divided, and that question, as far as Rav Shimon Shit is concerned. So according to the Rav Yosef, Rav Shimon Shit is that Balchev in the Raise collects Beinus, and according to this Rav Yosef, the Rav Shimon Shit is that in the Raise he collects Hamidias, but the Chacham Lo Misak. Do it in the Raise, do it in the Rabbanon. But one thing is clear, according to Rav Shimon, the business why Balchev is giving from Beinus is because of the knowledge there should be a deterrent against it. We have to understand the deterrent. Bishleime, the deterrent, as Rav Shimon mentions, with Abi Anizokin, with Naum, Anizokin, Shamun, the Idiots, with Nagazlon, with Nahamson, with Nishin Rodon, Roman Gezel, Roman Echemes, למוחד בזניידה ומחוסי ומייקלין סודת מורי שלי ויסים וכל מה שקוסו בתאירו ובשב So they understand because if the Allah had a deal that he needs it cannot collect from the bits of the Mazik so then there will be no deterrent against Gazlonim against people who are unscrupulous and who don't care to do Avros to other people. We understand that very well. But how can the other Rav Shimon's be explained? He says, well, that's the Ma'am Rafir, that's the Ma'am Rachamim. Right, so in other words, actually, if not for that possibility of here, dear Moedi, every sudden Moedi, at peace, while Bonu, so then he should be entitled to collect from Midas. Whether with the Reise in Mamish collect familias or with the Reise in Shoot collect familias, that's Machlokes Rivne Yosef. But only in order to prevent the possibility of Yire Olam Chavire Sodom Noe Vidire Noe. We have to explain that. After all, Leulam Yasik Odom Bitiyo Mitzvah Shalei Nishmo Shetir Shalei Nishmo Berishmo. So Bishleinu the first meeting Mamro Teira of Rav Shimon understand. You have to return for Averas from being the Gazlan, from being the Gamer, from being the Mazik. But the second Gifu Mamro Teira of Mamro Chachom of Rav Shimon has to be explained. So what's wrong with that? So what's the catastrophe? In other words, on the contrary, Leulam Yasikodam Bitiro Mitzvah Shalei Lishmo Shemitir Shalei Lishmo Barishmo. It's not the ideal thing. All right. Of course, but it's better than not giving our voice. After all, there is a mitzvah that I say in case of power, there is only enough. So, the fifth that I say. So, let him be induced to be the kind of mitzvah because of selfish reasons. So what? It's better than not being the kind of mitzvah. How can we say? So, we have a similar kasha by thesis. The Gemara says, Leulam Yasik Adam Bitiro. Shalom Lishmo. Shemitir Shalom Lishmo. Ibo Lishmo. And then there's another Gemara called Hoisik Bitir Shalom Lishmo. Neach Leish Nepach Shal Yasi Al Tamf. So it would be better if somebody studies Torah, Shalom Yishmo, it would be better if he hadn't been born. Why better? The contrary. This is it. A tremendous matreya when somebody learns Torah, even though he is motivated by selfish reasons. So Tisha says there are two kinds of Shalom Yishmo. When the Gemara says, Leilam Yasi Kodam Mithir Shalom Yishmo, Shemitir Shalom Yishmo Bel Yishmo, it means Shalom Yishmo. It's not that he's primarily interested in being involved in Torah learning, but he wants to be known, to get covered, everybody should praise him. It's not the ideal thing, but it's a nice matreya. I mean, all right, it's not a matreya to have a tzchaim, but it's a nice matreya towards which they should be in touch. But when the Gemara says, that's what he says, that a koloisi mitir shalom yishmo neach lei shenepach shal yasi al panok. So it would have been better for the world if he hadn't been born. In other words, if he had been miscarried. Very sharp criticism has reference to the case of a negative shalom yishmo, not because he wants to get covered. That's nothing wrong with that. It's not the ideal thing, but it is a high matreya. When he comes here, when he studies Torah in order to knock down all the other rabbanim, all the other Talmid Chacham, to show them that they are Maratzim, then it's not a nice matreya. Then it's Neach Leishen, Nepach, Shenepach Shayas HaPram. That's what he says. So I think the same thing is true. Things, but for selfish reasons, not to knock down somebody else, selfish reasons. In other words, it's not an ideal motivation, it's not a sublime motivation, it's a selfish motivation. And if it's only selfish motivation, nothing wrong. It's not the highest motivation, but nothing wrong. But when the motivation is a negative motivation, to hurt other people, then Gemara says in regard to the Kantea that Neach Lo Shenepach Shal Yasi Al Panot. So here the king says, Mitna Omro Omro Tera don't make any difference. Baruchel Bebeinis Kilo Shayir Odom Lechavir Yisodin Noe Vidir Noe Pirim Al Ekpis Varvonu Pirishyedonu Bechil. This is not just the selfish motivation. It's a negative motivation. It's a sinful motivation. As a matter of fact, suppose a person does lend money in order to collect, but he likes, you know, a certain person's state, likes it, he loves it. So he lends him a lot of money, he helps him out, and the other person, you know, is very grateful to him in his need, he helps him out, he's starving, but his motivation was solely to take away the mechosid. But when he takes away the mechosid to be kibbutzim, there's no level attachment on the mechosid to be kibbutzim. When he believes that any avera, it's not about midas. No, it's not just a question of not about midas. According to the Rambam, he'll believe on the love of the sachmit. So we have the love of the sachmit. Yeah. The Rambam says in the Talmud, "Reserve a day, I look at this." בראים ויוף זה ביד שלא תחיל ממנו, אף על פי שנוס על הלבנים רבים, הרי זה יודע ולא יססה, שנמה לא סכנית. ואם לא יקין עליו זה מתנשאים במעיסה, ואם העיד בלב זה השני כחחיפת, שחומת קיון שנמה לא סכנית כסף יזור עליהם, ולוקחת לו חימושים במעיסה. סדרם במסור, זיף סמבה ביס, יס, חיל מבייסי כאילו של חברוי, או דובר שאפשר שלו שיקנה ממנו, and don't we exhaust pressure upon him. He doesn't dazzle it from him. He doesn't, at the point of going, force him to sell it to him. He just nudges him, you know, he exhausts pressure. Keeps on calling day after day, night after night. He's very gentle, polite. He gives him all the compliments, but he annoys him. So then, the other person, he wants to get rid of that nudnik, you know. So he decides and he'll sell it to him, but it's not Netanyahu. So the Rambam says, he didn't use any force, any violence, he didn't use a gun, he didn't threaten him, he didn't threaten him to blackmail him. He just called him up day after day, night after night, every hour and hour, he called him up, please, please help him. So then he decides to start him. So the person who exerted undue pressure is either in love or ice. Now, the right of his message, there are two aspects. Because the Rambam says, he's either with Sachmet, and then the Rambam says, then waking all day, with Nishem be nice. So one Asogi is, by the Raivet, Omer Avram, the Lay Omer Reitzani. Lay Omer Reitzani. But if he said Reitzani, even if he exerted undue pressure, as long as the Bailim said Reitzani, so then he's not either with Sachmet. Then, all right, that Hasogi we understand. The other Hasogi by the Raivad is, the Rambam says, being leaking all of that, Mipnei Shein B'maise, Mishein B'maise, so he says, Omer Avram, Le'isi Timi Godu Mize, Ve'ilcho Maise Godu Mintir Sachifetz, Ava Havaloina Mipnei Shochai B'tashvon. So, the Teretz is very simple, and it's not that the Raivad didn't understand the Rambam, because the Raivad just is chalik on the Rambam. I think the Magid Mishnah says it, briefly. Anyway, I think this is what the Magid Mishnah means. It's not so exclusive Magid Mishnah. You see, there is a basic machlokes between the Rambam and the Raivet. What is the essential nature of the Rav of the Sachni? According to the Rambam, according to the Raivet, and that stays for Shita in the Mitzvah, as telling in Sanhedrin, that the essential nature of the love of the Sachmet, it's a misal of Mekichas Mon. But there are two kinds, it's like Zera, but there is Leisigzlo and there is Leisachmet. Leisigzlo is when a person takes away the other person's chayfets and he doesn't pay for it, he doesn't pay. So then he's able to see, but suppose he likes somebody's Cadillac, so then he pays him a tremendous price, more than it's worth. He gives him its worth, $5,000, he gives him a check for $10,000. But he doesn't want to give it up. So then he's not evil six. As long as he pays its value, so he's not evil six. Even though he was taken by force. But he's evil sachmet. So Mola, but sachmet according to tasteless and according to the Raivet, is the same kind of result as six. But the Sigzor has referenced the case where you take away by Yisrael's Hamisne or Mitzvah, you take away the Baalim Chayfetz, and you don't pay for it. And the Sachmet has referenced the case where you pay for it. But it's a Mitzvah of Gzeira, which he has money. In other words, he will become a Rosh Hashanah, the Apostle Elias and the Reich. So the Mele, the Reich says, that's only when is there a Mitzvah of Kichas Money? If the Bailim didn't say Reitzani, but if the Bailim, after all the undue pressure, said Reitzani, so even if he used force, even if he threatened to blackmail him and so on, but he said Reitzani, so Mele Adavun said, Bona Romakne, so there is no, so there is Das Makne, so Mele there is no Yisrael of Kichas Money. There is no. The Rambam, so Mele the Raivet, he's chilek on the Rambam, as the way the Rambam says, there's no malchus on this achmed, because in the Maisa, he says, Morisi Maisa, God of Melechiches Achivetz. But the answer is the Raiver, Lishitosi can say that in the second Asog. Because Lishitosi in the first Asog, that the Yisr of the Sachmet is essentially a Yisr of which has nothing like Gezer, except Gezer, the Raiver, when you take away a Chilpetz of the Bali, without paying for it, and the Sachmet is another kind of Gezer. When you take away the Chilpetz Shalom, without paying, you pay for it. But it's a Nisa Vikras Momen, it's a Rosh Lechomos if you do it. But if you say, it's a Nisa, out of Unse Gomer Makne, there is no Nisa of Vikras Momen. But she ain't killing. So there is a Nisa, but there is no Malkas, the same way as Mom doesn't get Malkas for Xera, because it's Nikon Lashon. But the Rambam Shitti is something else. The Rambam Shitti is that in the case where he doesn't feel it's an in, he doesn't want to be makne, so then he's able to seek the answer. So why do we have to resort to a special love of misachne? But misachne applies to a case where there is akne. But the akne was grounded in undue pressure. Even so, in other words, if the Akmoyer was not made Natsinyakiv, but a person, and many times a person decides to do something, to give way, because he wants to get rid of the pressure. He doesn't want to be moved all the time, to be annoyed, you know, and pressured all the time. So in the middle, there is no Yisar of the Kiras Mamay, so it's only a Yisar of Chivus Havavos. Chivus Havavos, or there is love of Nisisavos, then that's in Nisisave, the Rambam discusses Nalach Yud, because in the Dibur Sarishen is in Yisrael, so the Torah employs the expression Nisachmet. In the Dibur Sarishen is in Eschanon, the Torah employs the expression Nisisave. So it's two separate love. So the Rambam says Nalach Yud, שנרוצה הבעל נמכר, אך על פי שיהיה בהם בידומים, והפצה בריאים יובל לידי גזר, שנאמר, וכן דיבותים בגוזלו, ומומדו הבעל נפום את לעשר ממיון, ולמנו מליגזר יובל לידי שרוזדומים, צי יומד ממעשי אחר ונבריס. שנאמר, זה קודם זה רמב״ם, Nisachmeid, the essential feature of Nisachmeid, is mamish like the essential feature of Nisisava. Nisisava, there is no machlokes, because that's in Chilton Feroshes. In other words, if a person sees another person, a friend of his, has a beautiful Cadillac, and then he decides, oh, he must get that Cadillac, but he can't buy it. He can buy it many stone now. It's out of it's not sold. So then he decides to exert undue pressure upon the owner of the Cadillac. So the moment he decides to implement it, even before he started to implement his desire, he's already able to save. But the moment he implements his desire, then he's able to save. So Lishisave, everybody agrees, is the love of Chivus Halavos. The love of Chivus Halavos. But the machlokes between the Rambam and the Raivet is in regard to Nisachmet. According to the Raivet, while in respect to Lishisave, it's a Chivus Halavos. Because you are in love even before you implement it. The moment you decide, I have to get it, I don't care. If I have to exert undue pressure, I'm going to do it. I have to get it. So then, he's already able to have a lot of this Yisav. But he said, come to Rambam, Yisachmei, he's only able if he implemented his desire. Even though he implemented his desire through the channels, what do you do? He didn't hit anybody, he didn't take away anything, he didn't consult anybody, he spoke softly, he just kept on calling every hour and hour, until the person, in order to relieve himself of the pressure, desired to all solitary. Some male is able to say, according to the Rabbi, true, Lucy Savo is a Chavis Avaris, but Lysachme is a Chavis. Is a chavis avorim, it's a misa of the kiras mamon. The kohen to Rambam even leisachmed is a misa of chavis avoris. But everybody agrees, even the rabbis and cases, that insofar as leisachmed is concerned, so without taking away shalom midas chaverei, even if he resorted to little channels, but if he, as long as he formed a decision to have it in not within a cave of the Bailu, so Zeva is Yisav, according to Ravet, if he did implement his Zeva and Adolav. So Memele, that's why, here the Gemara, Shimon says, ומה אמרו ברכי דובינו הסכימי שאיר אודם לחבירי סודם אוי ודיר אמר יבאים הרקפיס ועובנו כי ישלם בחבי בבינו המסדיבת תביט וליקו צ'נלס בלסדין will collect from the חוסמה כדירים כי הם מגיעים אל הקפי there is no shyness that is legal but he will be there לסחמית If in the case where a person, you know, just exerts undue pressure, he keeps on calling day after day until the person becomes snacked out, you know, from the other person's pressure, he decides to sell it to him. So he says, if he does it only little channels, he lends him money, but then in the end, he lends the money in order to get it. Shalom Matsina Akei! Some more is certainly evil is Achmed. And according to Albert, he'll not be evil is Achmed, but he'll certainly be evil is Isabe. So that's why this is a negative inducement is worse than no king of Misra altogether. Suppose he doesn't come, no, I can do nothing with his essay. But he'll not be evil in love. Mashiach came. If he does lend the money, not for a selfish reason. Selfish reason is fine. But for a negative reason, for no reason, so then he's either a lot of Lysachmi. That's why the Chachomim Lysachmi, the Torah said that he should not collect familias. He should be entitled to collect familias. Midaraisa, Mamish Midaraisa, he should, if not for this time of the possibility of a negative motivation. A negative motivation is worse than no motivation, all right, certain lots of mercy. But in negative motivation, he is able to love the rice. Now I just would like to tell a certain story about the Chaim, a remarkable story. At one time, so, it's, you know, in Europe today, it's not in worse. I mean, I don't see why Jews, Orthodox Jews, cannot be makpit on that kosher. What kind of a hardship is that? What kind of a hardship is there? I mean, there is a trefa market, and there is no hardship in being makpit on that kosher. I don't see that. Okay, the Ramah is made, okay. But there is no hardship. But you, I remember when I was a child, I remember in Warsaw. So there was no trade market. The kosher butcher, the Jew, I mean, the only Jews were only kosher butchers. There was no such thing as a non-kosher butcher. So he only sold kosher meat. And if at one time he got a psak from the Rav that he blew his trade, it undermined his life source of livelihood. It wasn't. I remember how Rabbanim used to stay up nights in order to find the heter. because it's a question of panos, it's not like the day to day, what is there? Nothing. But I remember, so in Drizk, I heard from my father, a certain butcher. So, this child in Kaifis. And then Rav Shlom Chazalik was a big maker, but he couldn't find any coal. So he passed on it, that is Reif. And that meant Reif. So that meant a loss of 2,000 rubles. You know, in those days, 2,000 rubles, it was probably $20,000 or more than maybe $50,000 today, according to the purchasing power of 2,000 rubles. So, Rav Shlom Chazalik thought, because that butcher was not such a gentleman, you know, he was not about the chalitz, you know, he used rude language and he had chutzpah. He wasn't a tzaddik then, the butcher. So Rav Shlom Chazalik thought he prepared himself. Maybe when he tells him that it's also his life, some male he'll start insulting him, all right, but he didn't. He accepted it by having nothing. The same butcher that was about, it was shortly after Pesach. So then, in Rov, so the same butcher had it in Torah with another Jew, in Brisk. So the Shilas in Isabeheta were passed by some Zelich, Rav Chaim never had anything to do with it. But when there was it in Torah, so then Rav Chaim participated in the Torah. Like Shilas in Isabeheta, Rav Chaim usually didn't pass them. Rav Chaim passed them for Shilas. But when there was a Dintor, so Rav Chaim participated in every Dintor. So then there was a Dintor, the butcher and another man, and the butcher lost. Lost! It was 1,000 rubles, not 2,000 rubles, but 1,000. He lost. So Rav Chaim told him the psak. Then Rav Chaim told him the psak. He was Mivazer Rav Chaim with good language, Gazlan, Ritzayach, meine Geld, das ist zu mir das. Gott, so, he kept on insulting him, and Rav Chaim didn't even retort to him. But he kept on, you know, using vile language, one after the other, you know, like a peaceman. So Rav Chaim became excited, he lost a chutzpah, he arose from him, so he walked on. Then, When that happened, so, and Rav Chaim was very devoted to Rav Chaim, he saw that Rav Chaim felt very hurt by the chutzpah of the butcher. So Rav Chaim cried. So Rav Chaim asked Rav Chaim was fainting, father, and Rav Chaim was hot to win. Sagt er, ich will nicht, Rav Shlom Chazalik said, er wohnt nicht vor der Fahr, was er hat in Vazilam Rav Chaim. But er wohnt, can't understand human nature. That was the same person when he, 4 months before, so he was told the psak, that the bull is straight, and that meant the loss of over 2,000 people, much more than this in Torah. And he was recovered out. Tzaddik. Now when Rav Chaim tells him he wasn't in Torah, so he's ready to destroy someone else. If he's so stingy, absolutely wanted Esther's psychology. So he said, if he's so stingy the person that he can take it, so why was he recovered to have again? So he's not so stingy. For I was mikabel to have the psak about the bull. So why did he become so excited when he lost the Torah? So Rav Chaim says, Rav Zalik, Rav Shem Chazalik, and after him to us, your name carried it one move direct. When he had fallen, and he won't move direct from Tassach Mir, while the Randa Shukot got given. The Kiyach Hasimu Yasach Shtarokya, with the Kiyach Ha'ab. That's a very interesting story. It's a psychological insight, this story. So, It's the burn, but that's not the whole story. That happened to Moab in Kippah. So as you know, Reb Chaim davened in the regular Besmedrash, but there was another Besmedrash, the Schneiderische Besmedrash. He called it the Schneiderische Besmedrash. Not that everyone who davened there was a Schneider, was a tailor, but it means the workers, I mean, used to daven there, because there are many more Schneiders than butchers, you know, or shoemakers. Some know it was called the Schneiderische Besmedrash, but it was really the working Besmedrash. Reb Chaim didn't daven in the Schneiderische Besmedrash, he davened in the main Besmedrash. I don't know whether it was called the offshore, I don't know how it was called. So then when everybody was getting ready, you know, for Komida, you know, so Reb Chaim called over his sons. My father was the middle son. The older son was Reb Simcha Zelig. He was 4 years older than my father. And not Zelig, Reb Yisrael Gershom, And then Reb Oru was 7 years younger than my father. So he told all the three sons that they should, he wants to go over to the Schneider's of the Smedish. By Schneider's and Smedish. He didn't ask him any questions, you know. Why? Papa was a reason. He wants to go with them. But that was, he wanted to ask Mechila of that butcher. He wanted to ask Mechila of that butcher. So then they walked over there. So then they walked into the Schneider's, and everyone, you know, was getting ready for Komitra with the Talisim, you know, over the head. You couldn't see any faces, you know, all the Talisim. So Chaim tried to find that butcher. Tried to find it. So he bent down and he started to look, you know, under the towels. Then he finally identified the person, the butcher. He heard the towels over his head and crying, you know, he was certainly not that Jew, you know, by all standards. So he said to him, oh, he said, oh, you're doing it. He told him, it's 7 Wochen zurück. Hat er gerade den Teerort hier, hat er verloren, hat er noch in den Siedlern, Norden, wo ich agent war, hat er sein Tachotze, geht er aus, wie bete bei euch mich hier. Das ist ein Machen. Ich weiß nicht, wenn ich es sagt, das lehne ich mehr, mehr ich will es ein, es ist mir bei Geld, dem Zeit gegelt. So, auf einem Zeit, ich habe meine drei Sinn, ich בטח אך מכיל אל מה שמו. צריך מהר אך ניתן לך זה. כי אני בטח אך מכיל אל צבא איתמו. מהר אך ניתן לך זה. בטח אך מכיל אל מתוך איתמו. מהר אך ניתן לך זה. תראו לי כאן סייד בגלל כבר אך אך מכיל זה. סדון צריך לבחן עם ספר שזה ניסד לכל אך שלי בית דרי מכיל אל. מה דף אך אך מבית מכיל אל? זאת משתמיינן, אז שיכול בבית מכיל אל, אז שיכול בפסקית. עיתון שלוי כדין. Ich habe gerade erwacht, echt schon mit von uns zurück, bis ich aus dem Rasee predigt. Ich habe die Pasten von ihm gehört. Ich habe die dicken Pasten anders. Aber, da war es besser bei Michele, weil ich in Kippertachen bete Michele, wenn ich mit zwei Erinnerungen an München, auch viele, wenn man tut es gedient, auf dem Bette Michele. Aber ihr sagt, ich habe gebeten dreimal vor drei Menschen, genug. Aber ihr sollt nicht mehr, als ich habe getan, שלוי קדים, נכון, קטן קדים. That's the song. All right, anyway. So, now, so we see. Now let's go back to the...
According to the Ravi,
yeah.
If you don't say Rotsani,
yeah.
So then we say, if he says Rotsani, so then we say, Agavon said, Gomer Mak.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't say Rotsani, so then it's like Lukichas Momen, like Gazan, right?
That's right, but it's not the only season, because he pays for it.
So there's the Chepetz, in other words, there's no Akna, the Rosh Hashim.
There's no Akna.
So really, the Chepetz isn't really his.
That's right, so it's like he's a Gazan. He's the Rosh Hashim. So it's not the only season.
He makdish the Chepetz, or he makdish the Chepetz.
Who would do
that? The person who pays
for it. No, of course not.
And
the kings who are in separate Samuel, in the kings who are just exerted under pressure, didn't use it even false, you know, legal pressure. So then, of course, it was Posleides and it is Caiaphas. But he was either, if he was out of it.
According to the
rabbi.
So
that would
be an afghan also,
whether
or not the
thesis
is.
That's right, of course, many afghans. Now, let's hear again. So the thesis of Rosh says, who kachmurei kain gyos asvel, b'yidu b'yidu shahut salu yidu simlocho, b'pabayu sabro b'shalom shom, kan shahut sabrim shalom ki b'niz da'amle, here kar gavad ochel b'nes, nishum da'afi b'niz da'amle, v'gam nidu de'a b'b'niz, b'shas alvoy. כאן שאין סבוי נשאלי כי איתי איזה דאר הנה כך לנקודת הרחיב מיני ואף אגב תכל שבדאר היי בקוס גיז גיר סבוי סורש גיר סבוי אידה ואידה שאין סבוי דה סמוכו סמומר לה את השיבת וזווי שנחל כאילו דהוי סבוי סבוי מיר כאילו דהשת על הסלחי תלעדיף מיני ובין נגד ידי בין גם דאר מיני איתי סי פוס ההשת הזמן for the government. The my time on the Rabban and the Balchim the Bainis, the Chayshin and the Chashem and the Kpis the Yodemu, Mishun the Leiti and the Dalas and the Love. So he says, how is it that we are not Chayshis, Shem and the Kpis the Yodemu, Birma? In other words, that's what Rav Shimon says. That's what Rav Shimon says. But Ula's Dim is not like that. Ulis Din is not like that, because Rav Shimon Shiti means that Balchid is either Midraise Bidyes or and Midraben Bidyes or Midraise Bidyes according to the religious or whatever. So, but, so why does he say he mentioned Tino Delton Lovin? Tino Lovin is not a little Rav Shimon. Who mentions Tino Delton Lovin? The who mentioned Tino Delton Lovin? That's Ula mentions, but Rav Shimon doesn't mention Tino Delton Lovin. But the answer is, even though Ula doesn't mention the term of Shemidikris with Ulvano, because Ula holds that Midraise Balchid is a boyas. Balchid is a boyas. But he says, the my time Omar Rabbanon the Balchidu Beinus with Hashim and Yechash and Yikri Udano, but even though Midraise is Balchidu Bizaburius, but and but with Rabbanon we are Misaki that he should be Beinus Kinshoi Tino Dosden Lom, but the question is, how can the Chacham be Misaki that he should collect from the billionaires? After all, it might supply a negative adjustment. You see, Ula is chelek on Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says that Midraise Balchid is billionaires, and Midraise is bidyes, and because of Shema Yikri, Shema Yiradiramel, so he is not given from bidyes, whatever. So, Ula says, no, Midraise, Balchid is the boys. But after all, Rav Shimon mentions it out. If he's given familias, so then there might be a negative inducement, a negative motivation. And the negative motivation is much worse than not lending money. All right, doesn't lend money, is not lending. But if he has a negative motivation, then he's either a lot of his hachmi. So even if Ula cannot deny that we have to be chishish for a negative motivation. So how could the chachomim be misakili? How can Ula say that because of it turns out the world in order to supply an inducement, a positive inducement, so he has to be given from the illness, but this positive inducement might be abused into a negative inducement. So then the Chachamim shouldn't be misakin that he should collect that you should collect from the bearers, because on the contrary, if we are misaking that you should collect from the better state, so you might be motivated in a negative way. So how does Yule say that the rice of our head is the bearers? But the Chachom himself, we should develop the more to supply an inducement. It's all right if that inducement will be a positive inducement, but as a result of the Chachom's Chachomim, so it will become motivated in a negative way. So it's better that it should be mirrored in them, rather than people should become motivated negatively. So that's what he explains to me. So he says, the my time on the rabbin the Balchi Rubinis, the Hashim the Khashim in Kris Yodan, which is to Hiram, the Hoche Kiri, the High Ave, Daily Gabi Kurame, Daily Gabi Day, Idisi, Iker Melchel Domishim Chimut, the actors the Yodan upon Achares, and Mishim was Dallas Lekom Melchas. In other words, the reason is why Uri is not Chishish for the possibility of a negative induced motivation, because he's weighing the likelihood of selfish isolationistic behavior, not lending money, against the possibility of a negative motivation. Because it's true that a negative motivation is worse than not lending money. All right, not lending money is not a tzaddik, but he's not a rosh either. But if he has a negative motivation, he's a rosh. He's even a sachmit. He's even a sachmit because he's weighing the possibilities, the chances of being deterred from lending money against the chances of being induced to lend money with a negative motivation. So it's true that there is a possibility. A few people might become motivated negatively as a result of the ability to collect from Bnei Nechassim. But at the same time, many more people will be deterred if he cannot collect from Bnei Nechassim and only from Zibulus. So many, many more people will be deterred from lending money. So in other words, it's not that Ure does not consider the evil effects of negative motivation, but it's a question of weighing the chances. What are the chances of people being deterred from lending money as a result of collecting only from the bullies, as against the chances of people being induced to lend money because you can collect from the Nechassim. So ordinarily, from the point of view of chances, so the chances of inducing people to lend money with a positive motivation are more than the chances of people becoming induced to lend money with a negative motivation. Mashim being the case where the person's business is since it's the easiest Bnei Day and Bnei Alma, so Mele, then we have to be Chayshish. Then we have to be Chayshish for the chances of a negative motivation are much more. The Hoche, King the Halara, Bnei Gabi Kurame, Bnei Gabi Day Idiocy, Ikel Mechel Bamishim Chibu, the active we are venu, Tama Cheres, Umishim Dos, there is Leper Melechash, the Yisrael Achiv Yechshiva Benes. The only business why Ure ignores the possibility of a negative motivation, because in order to supply positive motivation is more important, because that many more people will be induced positively than the number of people who will become motivated negatively. Mashiach in this case sees, inhales, Mihiyah, you don't have to behave Shmuyotas, and Shmuyotas, like a Mechash, the least Leachite, the Shiva Bainus, like a Baha'i Mikveh. We saw some Mele, the Braise says, the Braise Achite says, that he's Balchev is given from the boys. That's the Tesha Saroshkia, so I will have to read it here. But tomorrow we'll continue, but it's very important to go over the Yosef and Al Gemara and the Rivas Pshat, the Ram Ksuvis in the 13th Perek mentions the Rivas Pshat and Al Gemara.
According to the Rosh, so it turns out that the Shalom.
That he's not Gaius in Boisen, but he's just Gaius, Lev. Either Shalom or Yisrael Yisimacha. The way Kashi, how he shot your baby Shalom to you down there, the Hamdan way he shot your baby Shalom to you down. So then, according to the Gaius, that he's not Gaius in Boisen, but Lev. So then the Makshin is telling the Tarots, you want to pull the riot from the two apparently conflicting prices. No, you cannot mention I, because I can say Bishalom Hashem. So then you ask, so there's a steer between the Kamaisa now. There is no steer, because we can say Bishalom Hashem. And why does one Raisa say that Bainless is a Boreas, so Balchev is given from Boreas, and Baisa Paschasa say Bainless is a Boreas, and Balchev is given from the Boreas, because the Baisa that says the Bainless and the Boreas, so the Balchev is given from Bainless, his reference to the case where the Bainless is not Shabbat Kiddush down there. And the price of it says that Bainless is the boys about him here from Bainless as reference to the case where it is. So the price of it says that Bainless is the boys about him is here from Bainless as reference to the case where it's not Shabbat Kiddush down there. But the price of it says the Bainless is the boys about him is here from the boys as reference to the case where Bainless today Shabbat, he enters the armor, so no, it's not Bainless with the Boreas, it's enters with the Boreas. And you with the Boreas, the Aloch and Yeres, according to everybody, the Balchev is good from the Boreas. That is, if we are not Boreas with Boreas in there, but just learn. So then is the same, substance-wise, is the same, you know. However, the cases are harsh, he accepts the other verse, that we are Gersi Boisene, but not like Rashi's Gersi, the Boisene, either we the Shalom Shalom Yisamocho, and the Mele, and either we the whole, the Shalom Shalom, but the Boisene, either we the Shalom Shalom Yisamocho, and both Brises hold the Shalom Shalom. The way Kashi, heard the Shabbat Bain Shalom Jesus Yahweh, if you handle the way Shabbat Bain Shalom Jesus Yahweh. So there's the things of Shalosh Yahweh. So what's the Pshat? In other words, both prices have reference to the case where that he eats the whole Shalom Yisamach. So Mele, the whole Shalom Yisamach, Shalom Hakile, the Shibut was hard at the very outset on the Bainless. Then he sold it. But the idiot Shalom the Bainless Shalom is not Shavuot Kiddush Da'omer. So the Mele from now the point of view is that like Edias was a boyas, because it's Lo Shavi Kimi Laome, so his Beinus was a boyas, and since his Beinus was a boyas, true that Bishalel Shami, but he doesn't become Edias was a boyas, because the Chatzilah, the Shibut was Chalam that, because Hosoi was a Moch. So that's the Pshat and the Paisa Kamais. Why do the Paisa Kamais say the Rimi was a bonus and Archivi was a bonus? Because the Paisa Kamais holds that even though he's Bishalayim Shamim and Bishalayim Shamim and so he said he was a Mocha the Hapa God, the whole Shibuda Alaya Kim Hoso Yidin Shavoye, Neil Kim the Hashta Lesley Achrita Da Difnume, Ubeini Gabi Deu, Ubeini Gabi Alme, Idiasi, so was a Hashta Asmur, the Lugodomne, the Mai Taimu Omer Abonon de Balchede Benyos, the Lui Hashim and the Chash and the Yikpi for Yalganu, Nishun the Leitino Donals before Rebbe, the Hoche, Kim the Hai Hare, Beini Gabi Kuyalme, Beini Gabi Dei, Idiasi, כשהוא לא יחש משום חיבו דרך לעבוד את הרחס ומשום יהיו אז דלס לבנה So as I told you yesterday, it sounds strange, but it's based on kind of psychological concept, the story I told about Rav Chaim, that the Keah Hasine is more potent many times by certain people than the Keah Ha'ave. And sometimes the Keah Hasine is more powerful from the Kiyah Havasatzman. And that's why Thomas Nafshin Tristin, why is there such a thing as Thomas Nafshin Tristin, why are certain people willing to sacrifice their lives in order to destroy the enemy? Why? Because the Kiyah Hasine is stronger than the Kiyah Havasatzman. Sometimes Thomas Nafshin Tristin is an ethical motive. Shimshin Agida, he was Rambam says Mashiach Yisrael, but he applied it to David Yisrael. So sometimes, very, very, very rarely, Thomas Nachshon Plishtim is a good motive. But usually, Thomas Nachshon Plishtim motive is a very corrupt and demoral motive. So by Shimshin it happened to be a good motive, because he applied it regarding the same Israel who are bent upon destroying the Jewish people. But it's only very rarely, so the Tommy Snapshin pushed the motive, an ethical motive, but usually, ordinarily, the Thomas Nafshin Plishtim is a very immoral motive. But those who think many people are ready to destroy themselves in order to destroy people whom they hate. I mean, what's about it? There are many Arab terrorists who are ready to commit suicide in order to kill Jewish children. That's the motive of Thomas Nafshin Plishtim. So, I mean, it assumes a semantic dimensions among these people, but even nice people, you know, not in the extent of destroying mummies, but just to take away his best estate, so they are ready, you know, to suffer a certain loss in order to knock down the other fellows. Matter of fact, one, I won't mention the name. So, or maybe I can mention the name. I mean, Pritzker. So, Pritzker is a billionaire. Pritzker, the abuse,